Welcome to the MedEvidence Monday Minute Radio Show, hosted by Kevin Gettings of WSOS St. Augustine Radio and powered by Encore Research Group. Each Monday morning, Dr. Michael Corrin calls in to bring you the latest medical updates with insightful discussions. MedEvidence is where we help you navigate the real truth behind medical research with both a clinical and research perspective. So sit back, relax, and get ready to learn about the truth behind the data in medicine and healthcare. This is MedEvidence.
Dr. Michael Corrin joining us live on the studio line, as he always does, on Monday mornings around this time. And, of course, we spoke with him last week when he was in Atlanta at the American College of Cardiology meetings, and he was making a big presentation there and got to spend a little bit of time there and heard about all kinds of very interesting topics. Right, Doctor?
Yeah, it was a fabulous meeting. We share a lot of data. It's an opportunity for people from all over the world to get together and to discuss what's hot and what's not in the world of cardiology.
Yeah. Of course, Dr. Corrin is with us, and he heads up the show at Encore Docs, and Encore Docs does leading-edge clinical research. Of course, whenever we talk about heart disease or cardiovascular issues, it always seems like the term inflammation pops up. A lot of us think of inflammation, you know, the kind that you might take some Aleve for, but this might be a slightly different type of inflammation, correct?
It is. Inflammation, in a general term, is what certain cells of the body do to stimulate the production of certain chemicals. And inflammation is needed, for example, to heal a wound. On the other hand, inflammation can cause some problems in the blood vessels. We call that vascular inflammation. And that can lead to atherosclerosis and plaques and buildup and eventually heart attacks and strokes. So the concept that we're trying to understand better and the treatments that we're trying to promote is how to deal with the bad types of inflammation, but still allow the body to fight off disease and other things that are part of the good aspect of inflammation.
So I guess that was discussed quite a bit at the meeting in Atlanta?
It is. And we're actually working on a number of projects right now that are targeting inflammation. So, for example, there's been a few studies over the years that look specifically at treating heart disease, not to lower cholesterol necessarily, which is, of course, important, or not to thin the blood, which, of course, is important, but to target the third element of atherosclerosis, which is inflammation. And there's a protein that is a reflection of your vascular inflammation called CRP, or C-reactive protein. So a lot of discussions are around that concept is, can we target this CRP, C-reactive protein, and do some positive things for people? Now, in fact, there are drugs in the market that deal with vascular inflammation. One of them is actually an old drug that's been around for a long time that seems to have some benefit called colchicine. And colchicine, you may have heard of because it's used for gout, which is a form of inflammation. But colchicine seems to have some positive effects on the heart. Unfortunately, colchicine is not the best tolerated drug. It has a lot of GI side effects. So we're now trying to look at better medications to target inflammation that do some similar things to colchicine, but actually will perform much better than colchicine.
And in general, if folks are dealing with cardiovascular health issues, there are all sorts of opportunities to participate in leading clinical trials, right?
Absolutely. And by the way, it's not just for cardiovascular disease. So people may have heard of the disease called lupus, which is an inflammatory disease. It's when your immune system starts to attack the human body itself rather than just keeping a disease in check and promoting healing. So when this occurs and you have lupus or other what we call inflammatory conditions, such as rheumatoid arthritis, your immune system is triggered because of the inflammatory effects and bad things occur. And now we're trying to fight that in a very strategic way. So if you have lupus or other inflammatory conditions, give us a call and there may be something that will be helpful for you in our clinical trial world.
Yeah. Well, indeed, you could receive some compensation. Of course, most importantly, you're going to get some amazing health care. You're going to see a physician. You're going to see healthcare professionals on a very regular basis. And you could benefit potentially from some medicines that aren't even available to the general population yet, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We have a lot of very interesting new ways of targeting inflammation, among other things. So what we encourage people to do is come on down if you want to be screened for things. So, for example, if you're worried about inflammation, come down. We'll figure out a way to get a CRP level on you, either through your usual insurance means, or we can sometimes get them as part of studies. In fact, If you're in the right location, there may be our ability to screen you for free for these things. Mm-hmm. And if you have lupus or another problem of that nature, come on down. We'll see whether or not the type of treatments that we have available might be something of value to you.
Yeah, absolutely. You can learn more about all these studies, not just in the cardiovascular field, but across the healthcare spectrum by going to EncoreDocs.com. That's spelled with an E. And much like we were talking about what Dr. Corin learned from the meeting in Atlanta from the American College of Cardiology, there's a lot of good health information on another website we want you to check out, MedEvidence.com. Right, doctor?
Yeah, MedEvidence got a big splash there. It was presented to a number of different leading-edge physicians, and they were really impressed by it and really excited about it. And so we'll continue to do that as a great educational tool. So check it out. It's the truth behind the data. You know, everybody wants the truth these days, and the truth is sometimes tricky to get to, Kevin. So you have to hear all sides of the issues, what we know, what we don't know, and what we're learning. And then the truth comes out when you have that kind of exercise between really educated people, really entertaining people, and people that really care about the public.
Yeah, this is good quality information, you know, not to trash Dr. Google, but this is the kind of information you really want to research and understand. And you can get some of that and, you know, learn more by going to MedEvidence.com, MedEvidence.com. And if you have friends and family who are searching for healthcare information and data online, point them to that website. Dr. Michael Corin,
I'll also point out that Dr. Google references MedEvidence as well, just so you know.
So at least he got that right. Dr. Corin, thank you very much. We hope you have a great day and a great week, okay?
All right, you too. Take care, Kevin. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining the MedEvidence podcast. To learn more, head over to MedEvidence.com or subscribe to our podcast on your favorite podcast platform.